to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. Happy New Year, guys. I am so happy to be here with you guys again. Took some time off, went back home to visit family, trip got extended, and like you guys know, I just go ahead and take the time off. I've been really focusing on taking time away from the digital space and being present in everything that I'm doing. And if that means not giving updates and things of that nature, fine. Because at the end of the day, the way I look at it, it's like, yes, do you have to be on top of things, especially if this is something that you want to grow and, you know, people have expectations about your shows, your creative endeavors, whatever the case may be. Absolutely. However, I do think there's a balance, right? I think that with what I'm doing here, I'm cultivating a connection with you guys where I think I've been very open in how I am working towards building my life and what I'm trying to get away from, that I feel confident in saying that I don't think you guys would be upset if I don't give you an update. You guys know, especially because a lot of you follow me on my personal page or are friends with me. You guys know what I'm doing. You guys know what's going on behind the scenes. And for those of you that are not connected to me in that level, just know that I am working on building a life that I want to live, a life that I deserve. And in that process, I've been really weighing out, what does that look like to me, for those around me? One of the things that is a part of that, I think when people speak about building a life that they want, that they deserve, whatever the verbiage is, it always feels like there's a lot of externals. I want a big house. I want a nice car. I want this. I want to travel. And there's nothing wrong with any of that stuff. I want that too. However, where I'm at right now, part of that is giving myself permission to be present, to live in the present moment. And what that looks like for me is having a slow morning, savoring every sip, savoring every bite, listening to jazz in the morning, reading a book, reading some essays on Substack, and just vibing and taking my time. I make sure I wake up early enough where I can do that. But that's another part of the life I want to live, is I don't want to have to make sure I'm waking up. I want to wake up when my body wants to wake up. What I have to do to get to that, that's what we're working on, to figure that out, where I don't have to set an alarm and I don't have to make sure I'm 2-3 hours early. However, I do like to wake up early, and that is something I enjoy doing. And I like that time of solitude and peace by myself. It's such a peaceful time. So there's a lot of things in the works in the background in my personal life, as well as in my creative journey, that have made this be a bit more on the back burner, but that's okay. I'm getting back to it, to have consistent episodes and also developing other creative outlets through Snaps and Golf Claps, which I'm really excited to share with you guys when the time comes. So overall, guys, things have been going great. And something that's been on my heart that I wanted to chat with you guys about is the importance of deciding, making a decision over your life. When I was back home, I met up with one of the homies, and he looks at me, he goes, "You know the difference between a decision and a choice?" I'm looking at him like, it's a different word, like, but same thing, right? Wrong. Kind of took me through a bit of an animation. He goes, "All right, let's pretend you're sitting outside on the patio, and there's three birds sitting on your stoop, numbers 1, 2, and 3. Choose one." "One." He goes, "Okay, next day, same thing. 1, 2, and 3. Choose one." "Go, 2. Next day, 1, 2, and 3. Choose one." "Well, quite naturally, 3. 1, 2, and 3. Choose one." "I don't know, 2, you know. At this point, I'm like, what is this? What is this getting to, right? And he goes, "Okay, now let's switch it up. Same thing, go out on the patio, there's 3 birds on your stoop. 1, 2, and 3. Decide on one." And I said, 2. The other 2 birds are gone. Next day, 2. What are you going to decide? I'm like, "Well, I only have 1 option." "Exactly." And that's the difference between a decision and a choice. A choice, you have other options. Things are always there. You have a backup. But with a decision, to decide means to, I believe he said to cut in Latin, it means like to cut and remove. So you only have one decision, and that's the one thing that you get to cultivate and grow and create and do whatever it is that you want to do. And that was super eye-opening, because I feel that we are so blessed and privileged to have so many different options available to us. But I also think that that contributes to a lot of our stagnation as a society, as a people, because we have so many options that it's hard to just choose one. And you start to wonder, like, is my inability to make a decision what's holding me back? So think about how different things would be if you just decided something over your life as opposed to always having your options open. Granted, it's good to have options and things of that nature, but always having your options open will never allow you the space or the opportunity to fully pour into one thing. So what's that thing in your life that you haven't decided on, that you're keeping the options open, keeping the doors open? I wonder if the decline of romanticism or romantic relationships or even friendships stems from that. Always keeping your options open, never allowing yourself to build too much intimacy on any level, platonic or romantic, because you have your options open all the time. Or opportunities with like work or personal endeavors. I'm not going to go too hard because you never know. Always keep your options open, right? I've even said that with work. I'm always going to keep it open to work on LinkedIn, because just keeping my options open, you never know. And it's like, if I have to keep my options open, it begs the question, am I even enjoying the thing that I'm doing? Do I even care enough about the thing that I'm doing to even pour into it? Because I feel that if you take the time to find the thing that you love, to find the person, to find the opportunity, to find the insert whatever that thing is, would you even want to keep your options open? Right? Like, if we take the time to cultivate and develop our lives in the way that we want to, would we want to have open options? Having so many mediocre and subpar options is what creates FOMO, I think. Because we're not taking the time to really cultivate that thing anymore. We're not taking the time to really explore and learn about the things that we like about ourselves, right? If we don't know ourselves, it's really hard to figure out what it is that we care enough about to make a definitive decision on. And the thing is also is that we treat decisions like they're permanent and you can never go back. And it's like, there's not many things in this life that are irreversible. So why do we treat it as if we make a decision and you'll never be able to go back? Decide and pour your all into it. Commit to it fully. None of this halfway doing stuff because you got to keep your options open because you never know. No, I know. You know too. We both know. We all know. Make that decision, do the thing that you love, and pour your all into it. And whatever comes from it, great. And if nothing materializes from it, at least you know now. But we can't be afraid to pour ourselves into things anymore. That is part of the experience. We can't be afraid to get hurt. We can't be afraid for things not to take off. We can't fear heartbreak. We can't fear all that stuff. We're robbing ourselves from the experience of life itself. And realistically, if you're in that situation where you have to really have that option open because you never know, that to me says more about us as individuals than that person or the situation. We're not worried about the situation itself. We're worried about how we're going to move in that situation. Needing to have options open is less about the situation, the person, the job, and it's more about us. We operate with uncertainty and lack of decision in our lives because we are not certain of ourselves and our abilities. We don't see ourselves as deserving as to make one big decision. We don't think that's going to be the best for our lives. So there's only one way to find that out. And that's to pour into yourself in the same way you would pour into something outside of you. If you're not pouring into yourself and having that energy, hey, guess what? There's never going to be a good enough option. You're never going to see it as such. Because like I've said before, and I will continue to say, we are a mirror to everything that is in the world. If you don't think you're deserving of that thing, it's because you don't see yourself as deserving. So it's more about working on ourselves, bettering ourselves, wanting better for ourselves, than to leave our options open outside of ourselves. You will never find the option that's good enough for you until you decide to make things better for yourself in your life. It's so simple. Everything in this life is simple. But simple isn't easy. And that's where we make a mistake. Conflating ease with simplicity. They're two different things. Just like a choice and a decision. It's two different things. Something can be simple and difficult, but simple in nature. So if you're having a difficulty making a decision, it's important to look within, but it's even more important to just make a decision. What is it that you want over your life? Be honest. Like, none of this, you already know. We already know what we want to feel like in life. You may not know exactly how, what, how, who, what, when, where, why, how, but you know what you want to feel. So do more of that. How does it make you feel? Like, really look within. This past year, if anything, if I learned anything this past year, is that I knew at the beginning. That's my lesson from this past year. I knew at the beginning. And that's applied to so many things in my life. You knew at the beginning. And when you get mad when something doesn't work out or when something falls through or whatever, a lot of times we already knew that wasn't going to work out or fell or whatever. But we just wanted to see it through because you never know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You never know. But you was already on wishy-washy grounds with it. And you decided to follow through anyways. That's not the type of stuff you never know on. Because if I knew what I knew about myself at the beginning of this year, things would be different. But I'm not. I'm grateful that they weren't. And I'm grateful for that because I was forced to grow. I was forced to grow and get to this point. We're now going into this next chapter of life. I got decisions to make. I don't have any choices. I've already made a series of decisions and I'm seeing them through no matter what. Because I deserve that. Those decisions deserve that. I'm not keeping my options open anymore. There are no options. There's only one option, and it's the one that I made, the decision that I made. So we have to move like that because we deserve that, you know? Is the reason why we struggle to find something we care about is because we don't decide enough in life? Maybe. Could be. I don't know the answers. I don't have the answers, Sway. It is something worth exploring. It is something worth exploring, and I implore you all to do so. Anyways, I'm going to keep sipping on this yerba, this yerba mate. I love yerba. I'm back on it. For those of y'all that know, I'm back on the sauce. And I'm never leaving this time. Never leaving. Anyways, I hope you guys have an incredible day. I'm so happy to be back with you guys. I'm excited to continue to share. Or to start sharing, I haven't shared anything really, but to start sharing what I'm working on, and yeah, everything is going great. I'm alive, I'm healthy, and I'm blessed beyond measure. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you guys have an incredible day, and as always, be a little better every day. Thank you guys.